from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Shift. Make some noise!
On Sports Radio Game.
We're in our 7 o'clock hour, and it is brought to you by Zero Res Smart Lasting Clean.
I should be glad
we don't have cameras in here.
I just got a text
but
from
we
my
do.
Do, but not on you, because the way you're dancing right now.
It's bad. I got a text from my dad. He's taking my kids to daycare this morning, and has been for the last few days, and he was like, hey, I think your son just locked me out of his room. How can I open his room? I was like, my son's 3. He just locked you out. He was like, no thanks. I'm not going to daycare today.
Set him out.
My dad's in a slight panic. He's like, wait, how do I get in? It's like, I don't know, man. You got to find one of those tiny little flatheads.
Get a penny or something?
It's not one of those. It's just got like a pinhole in it.
Oh, it's a little hole.
Yeah, he's got to find like a tiny flathead screwdriver, which I've never had the issue of in my house. And I'm like, I don't know where to tell you there is one. Just go in the garage and look around.
Is the kid free? Is he out?
I think he went back to bed.
I think he
went back to bed.
Oh, your dad still can't get him out.
Yeah, I think he still can't get him out.
He talked to him through the camera?
Do what? Can he I talk to him? I probably could. I'd probably be like, hey, man, get up.
I wouldn't say this if
Open
I didn't feel like I know your dad.
Yeah.
We've interacted kind
big
of
unit, yeah.
through FaceTime during race nights. He's been up. If your nickname's a big unit, you don't need to be texting someone how to get in a damn door, dude.
Hey, no,
you know
man.
How to get in there.
No, he ain't running through my door, man. Don't break my door down. Just find one of those little bitty flatheads. You know what I'm talking about. A little panel.
Hey,
just
big unit. That's your nickname. Huh. Prove it true.
I guarantee you he's not listening right now. He's sweating bullets and panicking, going, how am I going to get this kid out of the room?
This is one of those moments when you like think you've broke, you're trying to work on something and you think you've broke it or made it worse.
Yeah.
And you like start like getting those warm chills in your body. And you're like, yeah. Now you're like, your forehead starts to sweat. And you're like, oh,
this is my
crap.
Dad's nightmare. My dad's like, man, he's already on pins and needles taking my kids to daycare every morning. This is his nightmare right
this
now.
This is his.
Yeah, he's panicking. I guarantee it.
It reminded me of something totally off topic, but this is going to come out of left field. But my brother used to always play Getting Jiggy With It, Will Smith.
Yeah.
When we were young, and we were so, or it was Welcome to Miami, whichever one. We were sick of hearing it. So me and my sister handcuffed him to a chair in his room.
Wait, where'd you get the handcuffs from?
He had handcuffs. He had like toys, like metal.
Oh.
Like metal.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're sick. And so.
No, I was just asking where. Like
and
random
so,
things.
Minnie, you're sick.
We had handcuffs in the house, like metal handcuffs.
I thought
handcuffs.
The same thing, Tim. I was like, who had handcuffs?
I had the plastic
handcuffs.
Like a
little handcuffs. Toy set.
I mean, that makes
like
sense, a, yeah. Makes
so
sense.
We handcuffed him to a plastic chair, and we left the song on repeat.
Or his hands behind his back where he couldn't
Jeez.
Wiggle.
He cried.
Some kind of, like,
I hope he's not listening today.
In some country, that's a torture. That's
you know, you were mean to your little brother.
No. it made him who he is today.
Oh, nice. He got in. He got in. He just reported back. He said, got it. I was like, good job.
I'm interested in how.
Yeah, I know.
We need a report before the.
I'll let you know.
Before the end of the segment.
I'll let you know.
Please do. All right. SEC Media Days going on. And, of course, the Dogs took center stage yesterday. And former Alabama head coach Nick Saban also pretty much taking center stage all over ESPN as he now transitions to his TV life. And his former assistant, Kirby Smart, joined him up on set. And Smart, Saban, gave Smart some very high praise.
He's the best assistant coach we ever had. On defense especially, and seeing the big picture of the game. And, you know, Sark was probably one of the better offensive guys, but, you know, Lane, all these guys did a great job for us, and I appreciate that. You know, people always say, you hate to see these guys leave. Now, I'm happy for them to get an opportunity. Our players are happy. Our players were happy when Kirby had the opportunity to go to Georgia because he did such a great job of helping them develop them, and he did a great job for us. You know that's their motivation, so you're happy to see it happen for him, and he's done a great job at Georgia.
Yeah, it's a great praise by Kirby Smart. Just please don't worry about that. Dylan, next time we record that, adjust the bunny ears so the static doesn't come through. Look, that's high praise for Nick Saban. And there's no doubt that you just go look at the success that Saban's assistants have had. And I'm not saying that they've not been without success because he has had some successful guys. But Kirby has been the best. I mean, you know, Will was there for a while, Muschamp. You know, he's had Daboll.
He's had some good ones.
Kiffin.
I was going to say, before you go any further, and I'll let you name off the guys you're thinking about, I can only think of one guy, maybe two OCs that he's had at Alabama that are not current head coaches.
Well, one of them right now is Jimbo.
Well, I mean, at Alabama, I'm thinking of, because Major Applewhite was the first one. Jim McElwain, Mike Loxley, Sarkisian, Lane Kiffin. Doug Nussmeier is the only one I can think that is not a head coach.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah. Well, and then
I'm not a fan of Nussmeier's
the one last year that
stuff.
Was the Notre Dame, the guy that came from Notre Dame last year. I don't think he's a head coach, but
I think he's still too young.
Right. Right.
God, why is his name escaping? But you go and go look on the defensive side. I mean, yeah, Kirby.
Tommy Reese.
Kirby also was the one of all those guys to me who stuck around and was not only did wait for the right job at the right time, but he was there for so long that I'm not sure that he could take anything more from Saban. Like, right. I don't think he could learn any more knowledge of running a program at a high level and, you know, what we would now call Power Four program at a higher level. I just, you know, at some point it's, you know, blank or get off the pot, right? And he was at that point, but it was also he was waiting for that moment, that job.
I thought it was pretty cool just hearing Saban say that he's proud of those guys.
Yeah.
Like, he's proud. It's not, I guess you used the word gatekeeping yesterday. It's not something where you don't want to see your assistants eventually rise and become head coaches themselves. He actually takes a lot of pride, it seems like, in watching his guys have success after they've left his coaching with him.
Yeah, and listen, I'll be upfront, honestly. I had this conversation with Kirby one time when I was playing with the Falcons. We went and both played at a charity tournament at Lake Oconee, and I ran into Kirby, and I said to him, I think this was probably 2013, and I said to him, you know, I'm shocked you're not a head coach yet. And, like, just being complimentary because I knew what kind of coach he was, and I loved Kirby. We had a great relationship. And his answer to me was, a wise man said, if you take the wrong one, it'll be the last one. And he was like, basically alluding to the fact that I've had chances. I'm just not going to go just anywhere. And I think probably a year later, he's at Georgia. And obviously it was the right one.
I had even heard back in, I think it was like 11. I heard from someone, I think it was 10 or 11, somewhere in that time frame was someone extremely close to the program that Kirby had agreed to a contract to be the DC under Mark Richt. And then he walked it. Then he decided to get out of it and stay at Alabama. And that came from a very, very reliable source inside that program. Now, the reality of the situation, it was one of the best decisions Kirby ever made.
Sure.
Was to go back, because then he gets caught up in the whole Richt thing and he's looked at as maybe one of that. Maybe he's not, but maybe he is.
Didn't have the Gus Malzahn year. Where
yeah.
He goes to Arkansas State for a year. he gets the Gus Malzahn year where he has to leave Auburn for a year, then come back and he's the head coach.
I was very critical of Kirby when he first came to Georgia. Once after the 17 season, when it seemed like they were kind of going backwards, and he just did it his way, which was the right way, as it turns out.
And now he's one of the more prominent voices in college football. And so he joined the Get Up crew on ESPN. He gave his thoughts on the new CFP format.
I think the approach becomes who can handle this adversity that hits during the season better. In the past, it was like one loss and your whole season's over, maybe two in some cases. Now, you know, that devastation can't impact your entire season. You can't let one loss cost you a chance at a playoff by letting the next week affect you. So it's going to be critical to see how teams manage it. I think the NFL experience I had where, an 8-8 season gets you in the playoff, that's not going to be the case. But you got to be able to advance and use losses to make your team better at the end of the season.
And wasn't that our biggest concern, I think, when the playoff was expanding? And it was like, every game in college football matters. We want to make sure we keep it where every week, every Saturday could make or break your season. And listening to him say that, I think that's kind of what he's still trying to echo, right? He's like, dude, we can maybe afford a loss, but you can't afford back-to-back losses. You can't allow that to spiral your season. And I think that's going to be the greatest fear for some of these top-level teams in the SEC is the schedule's too hard to let it continue to roll over, right? You're going to get a Texas and in Oklahoma and in Alabama and whoever else, LSU, whoever else it may be, you cannot allow them to compound themselves.
Yeah, look, who you lose to is the most important thing in college football, and when do you lose to them? And then, yeah, how do you respond? Because if you lose, it used to be you lose in September to an Alabama or a Georgia-caliber team, and then you rebound and, turn it around, you're gold. But we've seen teams lose in the SEC championship game, like Georgia did the first national title. And because they lost to a good Alabama team, which was in the playoff, they were able to get back in it. So I think you can have three losses. But if you were Georgia or Florida this year, and I'm not saying Florida's going to make it, but if you had that caliber of a schedule,
right,
and you lose three games, and they're the three teams that are either 8, 9, 10-win teams that could be in the playoff, and you do it closely, but you dominate through other games,
yep,
you're going to find yourself as that 11 or 12 seed, I think.
A roller coaster of an offseason it has been for a 49er superstar, and now he wants out. We're going in the huddle. Give you the details next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on the Morning Shift, and we are going in the huddle now.
The Raiders. That's like Chris Berman's going to come on and start screaming at us. Bark, 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 bark.
I feel like I have to read this at a fast pace.
Yeah, but he does that too. He used to do it.
Not this music.
This makes me want to put on a news voice and read it at a faster pace. See if I can do it.
Don't go too fast.
I say Hushman Zeta, you say Hushman Zada.
Keep the tunes going.
I loved Tom Jackson with him. Like I don't care about Berman.
Legendary, yeah.
But when Tom Jackson, like, that's right, Boomer, and he would like, you know, he's such a nice dude too. I don't know if you got to ever be around him.
No, I don't think
this so. Just in from ESPN. After an offseason of contract negotiations that have yet to yield a lucrative extension, San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk has officially requested a trade, according to league sources. Now, sources also told Adam Schefter on Tuesday that other teams that have reached out to the 49ers have been told the team has no intention of trading him. Ayuk's request comes a week before veterans are slated to report to the Niners training camp, and about 3 weeks after Ayuk and the Niners met in Santa Clara to discuss the situation. NFL Network first reported the trade.
I wonder how much of that $14 million he's going to make this year he's willing to give up by holding out a training camp. I hope he doesn't. I understand wanting to be traded, but I think this is one of those deals to me, Mike, where when you ask to be traded, you're also asking the team trading for you to go ahead and re-sign you to an extension.
For sure. You are.
Because you just don't want to play for. I would imagine he doesn't want to play for that. But then again, it could be one of those deals where I just want to get out of here, so I'm not going to play for this team. If they want me here, extend me. If not, I'll go play for someone else under a one-year deal.
Maybe he wants to be the guy somewhere else because McCaffrey is the guy.
Well, yeah.
In San Francisco.
He's also behind Debo as well, I think.
And Debo, right? Yeah.
I agree.
And I love Brandon Ayuk. I think Ayuk could come here and be the one, honestly. I think he's that good.
Sure. Here's the problem, though, and this is where you have to be careful if you're Brandon Ayuk. First of all three of us said 3 weeks ago that this would probably happen because this is a situation where when you look at all the players on their offense, all of them are top-tier players. I mean, Trent Williams is the first ballot Hall of Famer at left tackle. You got to pay him, too,
yeah.
Right? You got to pay all these people. Brandon Ayuk, hate to say it, dude, but you're not really at the top of that list if I'm the San Francisco 49ers. You can do things differently with Kyle Shanahan as a head coach than you can anywhere else. He makes players, specifically quarterbacks, but he makes players better in every direction. I would be careful if I was Brandon Ayuk.
Well,
I would be very, very careful where I landed and make sure that I was with a top-tier quarterback or had very long-term, very lucrative security in my contract.
And look, when you lead the team in all the categories receiving-wise, and then you see them draft a guy in the first round, which is Ricky Pearsall, who they drafted specifically to replace him because they knew this was coming. I have zero blame in what he is doing. I understand 1,000,000%. But I also don't want to see the player lose money in this situation. And I think he could benefit. It's two-sided. It's a catch-22. He's going to lose money if he holds out, but he could turn around and lose money if he plays and gets injured.
Yeah,
and I get the long-term security. This is no perfect scenario. This is where I hope he has a good agent that can help him in this because this is where agents do come into play. We were talking about earlier, and I know we'll get into the Caleb Williams stuff. We were talking about off the air about, you know, when is an agent really, 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 really necessary?
Oh, yeah.
This is one
this
of those
is
moments.
It. This is that time.
On to some other trade news, and this is being classified as baseless by Davante Adams' agent. So the receiver for the Raiders shut down rampant rumors and reports Tuesday. This is what his agency did, that their client, a three-time first-team All-Pro and potential future Hall of Famer, was on the trading block. This is baseless, unfounded speculation, and Davante is expected to be with the Raiders as there has been absolutely no trade talk, period. That is what his agents, Kenny Chapman and Frank Bauer, told ESPN's Adam Schefter. Now, Aaron Rodgers, his former teammate with the Packers, who now plays on the Jets, pretty much kind of ignited the rumor mill last week at a golf tournament, saying, "I love Devontae. I can't wait to play with him again."
Okay.
So he hinted the last several, times, and I guess over last several days, I guess it seems through last season, about a potential reunion, presumably with the Jets.
This is one of those rare times where when the initial news came out, I wasn't shocked. And when the follow-up denial, I was.
Now you're.
Because, like, usually it's the other way around. You're like, oh, he wants a trade? Oh, that's crazy. Then the denial, you're like, I knew that was coming. That's the other way around. Like, I was like, oh, Devontae Adams wants a trade. Of course he does. Like, he's wasting the best years of his career with the Raiders right now. Like, who's throwing to him? What's this offense even look like? He even said last week, and he was talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, and he's like, I love Jimmy. Good dude. But something had to happen if I was going to stay here. Essentially, like, if I was going to extend my career as part of this team, there had to be a change and there had to be different things going on. So when I heard the news that he wanted a trade, and when that started leaking out, I was like, that's not shocking. I would want to trade too if I was him. Like, he is a three-time All-Pro wide receiver and one of those guys that obviously is in the prime of his career right now. If he doesn't check himself, he might be out of it.
Well, now he's got Gardner Minshew to throw to him this season. So I don't know how that's going to work out for him. It's also...
Do you believe his agent?
Yeah, a little bit. And the reason why is because the who of where he's rumored to go, which is the Packers and Aaron Rodgers and, the Jets. And that was obviously you play with him at the Packers. And so I think it's just a little bit too easy, right? It's a little bit too connect the dots thing. Also, how many guys are the Jets going to try to bring in there as offensive weapons for a guy who might, who's coming off an Achilles? I get all that. I honestly don't believe this. I think for the most part, he has been pretty good over there in Oklahoma.
So you think his
Vegas.
Agents are not just...
I think his agents are right. I don't think... Okay. I think this is baseless. I think it's easy because it's too connect the dots for me. Like, it's too much... Oh,
but wouldn't
Aaron
that
Rodgers.
Be the most... That would make sense.
Well, if
I
he,
think both saying it would make too much sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy for somebody to put that rumor out because they're like, oh, yeah, that's...
Okay.
It, for me, if...
It didn't help that Rodgers is saying...
If he goes and says, I demand, if he goes to his agent and says, we need to trade out of here. If I'm the Raiders, oh, you want out? Okay. Well, the last thing and I don't know what his trade policy is. I don't know if he has a no trade or not. I haven't looked at it. But the last thing I'm doing is, yeah, we'll just go ahead and trade you to the Jets. For one, I'm trading him out of conference. I'm not trading him in conference. And two, I'm not going to give him exactly what he wants to go back to the guy that he was an all-pro with. So, yeah, I'm
but
no,
at least
I'm good.
He'll be out of the conference. I mean, it's not like he's asking for a trade in the conference.
But, I mean, he's in the division, but he's still, if I'm the Raiders, I might be competing with the Jets for a playoff spot.
This is also true.
So, I'm like, no, I'm not helping you. I'm going to send you to, I'll send you to Minnesota. And I can't go there because you got, the Jordan Addison and Jefferson. So, I'd send him somewhere else, anywhere but in conference. Send him to the Panthers. I don't want him to do that, but that's what I would do.
I was going to say, that's not good.
I would do that with the Raiders. We'll send you to the Panthers. See what that debacle is.
What? You wouldn't want him to see him up against the Falcons?
Hell no.
Yeah, no thanks.
I don't want him anywhere near the NFC South.
I agree.
All right. Denver Broncos making some news here with Quinn. You want to take? This
What's
one?
That? Oh, no, you're good.
Minards,
go ahead.
Minards, there we go.
Yeah.
Who has started 39 games since being selected out of college in the third round in 2021 draft. He will sign a four-year, $80 million contract extension. This is what a source told ESPN's Adam Schefter on Tuesday night. The deal includes $45 million guaranteed and ties the veteran to the team through the 2028 season. So, didn't know if you wanted to jump in on your...
No, good for him. good for him.
When you find guys up front that are that consistently play on the field, whether it's either side, honestly, but especially in the offensive side, you do not let them walk.
Yeah.
You re-sign them, and you re-sign them quickly, or in before the season starts, when depending on where their contract is, and then you lock them up. You don't need all pros across the trenches. but you need consistent guys who are healthy and that do their job.
Coach Squidbilly.
That's right, more like GM Squid.
Brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. What you got for Mic'd Up?
It is Which One Wednesday and debate style format, which you guys absolutely love.
Maybe not today. I clearly can't put a conscious thought out there.
I can't put sentences together today, so I don't think this is going to bode too well.
I don't think this Which One Wednesday will be any different than any of the other ones for either one of y'all. I will say this. Here's your Which One. Who do you have more fear about if you're an SEC defensive coordinator? Is it Quinn Ewers or is it Jalen Milroe? Which one? It's Which One Wednesday. Coming up on the other side, Mic'd Up, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Mornings on The Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the morning shift.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Mic'd Up. Got Mike hanging out. Squidbilly. Big time Tiffany Blackman.
I knew you would say Squidbilly's name first before mine.
I don't know why. I was just looking that direction.
Wow.
Billy Bill Morgan.
Wow, that's a little, seems a little petty and maybe jealous.
Yeah.
I will give you guys a quick update. My dad picked the lock on my kid's room, so he is free and he's on his way to daycare.
Grandpa of the year.
Yeah.
What did he use?
He used like an AARP card. It's a little bit flimsy because the credit card couldn't get in the door thing, so a little bit flimsy. Got it open. I was like, man, you could have found a small screwdriver, but he made it work nonetheless. So we escaped that. Look, you guys know the deal. It is Which One Wednesday. It's a debate style, all right? And we have a judge behind the glass. That is our one, Dylon Matthews, okay?
Ew.
So he will be grading you guys' answers in this debate format. So I know it's your favorite segment. We'll try to get going quickly.
He gave you the win last time
we
both booed him.
He did. I take it back. I retract my boo.
Yeah,
both of you are starting at -1.
Yeah.
Now you can only go up from there.
All right, so let's crank this thing off. All right, I think I put this one maybe on the socials earlier today. If you were a scout team player in the SEC, a scout team player, all right, you got to think what that brings to mind. A scout team player. Scout team player in the SEC, would you rather be a running back or a linebacker? A scout team player in the SEC. Running back or linebacker? Tiff, we'll start with you.
I'm going running back.
Yeah? You're going to dice him up?
I feel like you might take less contact as the... probably not.
So you're
probably
telling me you want to be a scout team tailback at Georgia?
I'm lying. I'm trying
to... No, thanks.
Have you watched?
But then would I want to be... I know. Would I want to be the linebacker, though?
I was thinking about this question, and I was like lining up as if I were at like UGA or Alabama, and I was like, man, running back would stink because you're going to get your head taken off.
You
but also, if you were a linebacker and some of those linemen were climbing the next level, I don't know if you'd want that either.
I'm going linebacker.
Okay.
I switch. I'm going linebacker.
Downhill.
Because I feel like, you know what, you could – someone's trying to be shifty with you, and they pass you, they just pass you, right? Maybe you're not getting blocked. So, yeah.
Which one, bro?
I was going to go linebacker the whole way because you could inflict some punishment on some offensive players. Yeah, you might
get it. You can't hurt your own team.
I'm scout team. I don't care.
Well,
you take out a starter, you're done.
You got to think, though, if you were that guy that's going to inflict punishment on the starting offense, you might not be on the scout team.
I saw Rudy.
Okay.
I know how it works.
You're trying to.
Also, I'm not flim-flamming.
There's a reason
the
all those guys had to put their jersey on the line to get the guy in the game, okay?
Exactly.
Like, he wasn't exactly inflicting pain out there.
I win because of that comment, Dylan.
We'll see in just a minute.
Point.
All right, how about this? We only got, what, Tiff? We got you for another day and a half before you are set in sail.
Today and tomorrow.
You will be heading off to the Olympics, so I got a couple of Tiffany Olympics-themed questions. All right, how about this one for the first? Are you more likely to attend a speed walking marathon or rhythmic gymnastics? A speed walking marathon or rhythmic gymnastics?
I'll start. I can't even say it. The gymnastics.
You know, they got the ribbon. You know?
Yeah, the gymnastics because it's indoors.
That's a good
and it's
point.
Nice and it's nice and cool. And, you know, they play nice, relaxing music. There ain't nothing worse on the face of the earth than being hot outside watching people walk goofy as hell, trying to look like they about to go to the
But imagine your heart pounding as those speedwalkers enter Olympic Stadium around
like,
the track.
They look like they're trying to squeeze their butt cheeks to keep something in there.
I would definitely go rhythmic dancing, or gymnastics, excuse me. And not for all the reasons that Bo listed, but you know what? They're Olympians. They're all Olympians, which is a feat that is insanely challenging to accomplish. But I would love to, yes, stay indoors and appreciate the dancing of rhythmic gymnastics.
Also,
I just tried to sound a certain way to get me points, but I really didn't say anything.
What kind of person says, yeah, man, I'm really into speed walking competitively? Like,
walking is good for you.
Speed walking,
what is it
looks like
one of fat burn.
It's honestly a conversation between actual competition and judged competitions. Because I think sometimes judged competitions for me, I'm like, all right, it's just up to the judges of like what the score is going to be. Like the actual, like I'm just watching the speed walking competition come down to the wire. You're like, oh man. And then one guy accidentally, you know, your feet can't be off the ground at the same time. Imagine getting 25 miles into a speedwalker marathon, and they're like, nope, you're out. Both feet off the ground.
Well, I guess there are judges then, aren't there?
I'd be hot.
I guess that
those are more like
negates
referees.
Your point.
That's a little bit different. Yeah.
Referee, judge, same thing.
No, it's not.
Good thing you don't have an opinion on
no,
this.
No, it's not.
Dylan, judge accordingly.
If the money was the same, would you rather be a stewardess or a bartender? A stewardess or a bartender? All the money is the same, all right? It doesn't have any monetary value. Stewardess, kind of see in the world. Bartender, get to go home to your own bed every night. What do you think? Stewardess or bartender? Money all being the same. Squid, we'll start with you.
Bartender.
Yeah?
Because people are normally in a...
He started last time.
No, the worst of humanity. You want to get the worst out of humanity, put them on an airplane or in an airport, and you get the absolute worst. At least half the people in the bar are happy drunks. And you'll get some happiness along with your couple of guys you got to have thrown out. But people are absolute trash on airplanes.
All right, Tiff, what do you think? Would you rather be a stewardess or a bartender?
I would go bartender. And also
really?
Because you would have...
Shocked at that.
I am too. But but out of the two, I would pick bartender because you probably could develop a good rapport with your regulars.
That's a great point.
People
get
coming
patrons.
Back, making sure you're getting tipped well, maybe a little heavy-handed pour. You build up that camaraderie. And, yeah, you have also bouncer security to take care of any riffraff that might be trying to cause trouble.
There is an air marshal on every plane.
That's a tough one, man. They both had good answers to that one, Dylan. All right, how about this one? Which one will Tiffany miss more while she's gone? Which one of these will Tiffany miss more? Now, Tiffany, we did the Do You Know Tiff with Bo, what was that, 2 months ago. All right,
probably,
and I was asked what your most prized possession was, and your answer was?
Weights.
Your kettlebells, right? Your weights. So will Tiffany miss, what will Tiffany miss more while she's at the Olympics? Her weights or her bed? Her weights or her bed while she's
I'll
in
answer
Paris?
First since I haven't gotten to
but
go first.
But it's not fair because it's about you.
Whatever.
You got to give me a chance.
Go
no.
ahead, Tiff. Go ahead, Tiff.
Well, there are weights everywhere. People work out all across
the
world.
Beds everywhere, so, too. I mean.
My bed's fine. I've been wanting a new one if anybody wants to, you know.
Well, now I'm mad that you answered
make a,
first.
Make a mattress
now it makes it easy for him.
I'm definitely going to say, I guess I'd have to say the bed because I can lift weights anywhere.
Nope. You're absolutely wrong. And let me tell you why. Because.
Tell me what I want.
Because.
Mansplain it to me.
There is nothing like having your own weights that you know is the right amount of weight. You might have a less amount of weight depending on the workout
what?
You want to. Let me finish.
I work out at my buddy's gym.
But he has the weights that you're comfortable with. There's nothing worse than going to a hotel and not having the right weights to get your workout done. Not to mention, beds are always good in hotels, and you're going to get to be in it more than ever
quickly
because
tip.
You're going to get to sleep.
Quickly
Let me
tip.
Just say this.
Quickly.
If you are good at working out, you can work out anywhere.
Okay.
The weight does not matter.
All right, how about this one? I got to get through three more real quick. We only got 2 minutes. All right. If you were a DC, which quarterback would you fear more? Jalen Milroe or Quinn Ewers? If you were a DC, which quarterback would you fear more? Jalen Milroe or Quinn Ewers? Texas and Alabama at the podiums today at SEC Media Days, by the way. Which one would you fear more?
Honestly, Quinn Ewers, because I think he can run just enough, and he's got a good arm. Now, Jalen Milroe does too, but he's a little bit more advance in the pocket passing part, so it makes it a little bit tougher. We've seen teams find ways to make Jalen Milroe somewhat one-dimensional.
Go ahead, Tiff.
It's a toss-up for me. It's fine. I don't know.
You don't know either one?
I was going to say Quinn Ewers, but then he just said everything, so now I don't really have anywhere to go, but no disrespect.
All right, Tiff, we'll start with you on this one then. Would you rather take pregame batting practice or throw out the first pitch? If you were showing up to the Braves game,
you'd rather take batting practice? Launch them. Yes. What? Probably not. Okay, I'm lying. I have been in a batting cage, but I think hitting something is fun.
Less people paying attention to you hitting, though. Let's see, Bo, what would you rather do? Batting
first
practice,
pitch,
pregame?
Baby. Oh, first pitch. Give me on that rubber.
Like,
give me the
that's
spotlight.
Exactly what he'll be
I'll
doing.
Have interest music. I'll throw it out. We'll have fireworks go off after I fire it in there for a perfect strike one.
All right, last one. If you're doing a movie marathon, because I've done these both top five lists, which one of these actors would you rather watch a movie marathon, Tom Hanks or Denzel Washington? Which actor would you rather watch a movie marathon, Tom Hanks
what?
Or Denzel
you
Washington?
Can't decide.
Tiff, you're up first.
I can't decide.
Clock's tick, 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 tick. You always want to go first until you don't know, and then you're like, no, he can go first.
I don't know. I don't. This is hard.
Tom Hanks, Denzel. Tom Hanks, Denzel. Forrest Gump or Training Day? Forrest Gump or Training Day?
Okay, Training Day. If okay. Watching
there you go. Bo, what do you think?
Denzel all the way, baby. Give me a little Man on Fire. Give me Remember the Titans. Give me that movie Fallen from back in the day. That's a classic.
You're not going to see Saving Private Ryan, but you will see Glory.
Yeah, but guess what? Denzel's movies normally last within 2 hours. Tom Hanks has
Look,
marathon movies.
I wanted to
movies.
Let him win because I'm leaving, you know?
So. What do you think?
He got Game is in there, Day-Day. Who got game? He got game.
In pretty blowout fashion.
Yeah, it's a landslide.
Five to two.
Tiffany won.
Squidbilly is the winner.
That's all right.
Oh, wow.
Absolute
wow.
landslide.
I wanted to leave him with the token of, my generosity.
Tiff, I want you to go to Paris. I want you to rethink all your answers
today. I'm still here tomorrow.
And I want you to come back for the next Which One Wednesday more prepared.
No,
I'm going to
meet a lovely Frenchman, and I'm not coming back, guys.
Okay, I'll take Roman, though. Can I have Roman?
No.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the morning shift.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Mic'd Up. Got Mike hanging out. Squid Billy. Big time Tiffany Blackman.
I knew you would say Squidbilly's name first before mine.
I don't know why. I was just looking that direction.
Wow.
Squidbilly Bo Morgan.
Wow. Seems a little petty and maybe jealous.
Yeah. I will give you guys a quick update. My dad picked the lock on my kid's room, so he is free and he's on his way to daycare.
Grandpa of the year.
Yeah.
What did he use?
He used like an AARP card. It's a little bit flimsy because the credit card couldn't get in the door thing, so a little bit flimsy. Got it open. I was like, man, you could have found a small screwdriver, but he made it work nonetheless. So we escaped that. Look, you guys know the deal. It is Which One Wednesday. It's a debate style, all right? And we have a judge behind the glass. That is our one, Dylon Matthews, okay?
Ew.
So he will be grading you guys' answers right. in this debate format. So I know it's your favorite segment. We'll try to get going quickly.
He gave you the win last time we both booed him.
He did. I take it back. I retract my boo.
Yeah,
both of you are starting at -1.
Yeah.
Well, you can only go up from there.
Da-ding, da-ding, da-ding. All right, so let's crank this thing off. All right, I think I put this one maybe on the socials earlier today. If you were a scout team player in the SEC, a scout team player, all right, you got to think what that brings to mind. A scout team player. Scout team player in the SEC, would you rather be a running back or a linebacker? A scout team player in the SEC, running back or a linebacker? Tiff, we'll start with you.
I'm going running back.
Yeah? You're going to dice them up?
I feel like you might take less contact as the probably not.
So you're
probably
telling
not,
me you want to be a scout team tailback
at
Georgia?
I'm lying. I'm trying
no
to.
Thanks.
Have you watched?
But then would I want to be? I know. Would I want to be the linebacker though?
I was thinking about this question and I was like
this
lining up as if I were at like UGA or Alabama, and I was like, man, running back would stink because you're going to get your head taken off.
You
but also,
what?
If you were a linebacker and some of those linemen were climbing the next level, I don't know if you'd want that either.
I'm going linebacker.
Okay.
I switch. I'm going linebacker.
Downhill.
Because I feel like, you know what? You could, someone's trying to be shifty with you and they pass you, they just pass you, right? Maybe you're not getting blocked. So, yeah.
Which one, bro?
I was going to go linebacker the whole way because you could inflict some punishment on some offensive players. Yeah, you might
you
get
it. You can't hurt your own team.
I'm scout team. I don't care.
Well, that's
oh, you take out a starter, you're done.
You got to think, though, if you were that guy that's going to inflict punishment on the starting offense, you might not be on the scout team.
I saw Rudy.
Okay.
I know how it works.
He's trying.
Also, I'm not flim-flamming. I knew linebacker
the whole way. There's a reason all those
guys
had to put their jersey on the line to get the guy in the game, okay?
Exactly.
Like, he wasn't exactly inflicting pain out there.
I win because of that comment, Dylan.
We'll see in just a minute.
Point.
All right, how about this? We only got, what, Tiff? We got you for another day and a half before you are setting sail?
Today and tomorrow.
You will be heading off to the Olympics. So I got a couple of Tiffany Olympics-themed questions. All right, how about this one for the first? Are you more likely to attend a speed walking marathon or rhythmic gymnastics? A speed walking marathon or rhythmic gymnastics?
I'll start. Yeah. I can't even say it. The gymnastics.
You know, they got the ribbon. You know?
Yeah, the gymnastics because it's indoors.
That's a good
and it's
point.
Nice and it's nice and cool. And, you know, they play nice, relaxing music. There ain't nothing worse on the face of the earth than being hot outside watching people walk goofy as hell trying to look like they about to go to the
Olympics. But imagine your heart pounding as those speed walkers enter Olympic Stadium around the track.
They look like they're trying to squeeze their butt cheeks to keep something in there.
I would definitely go rhythmic dancing or gymnastics, excuse me. And not for all the reasons that Bo listed, but you know what? They're Olympians. They're all Olympians, which is a feat that is insanely challenging to accomplish. But I would love to, yes, stay indoors and appreciate the dancing of rhythmic gymnastics.
Also,
I just tried to sound a certain way to get me points, but I really didn't say anything.
What kind of person says, yeah, man, I'm really into speed walking competitively? Like
walking is good for you.
Speed walking,
what is it
looks
zone
like,
one of fat burn?
It's honestly a conversation between actual competition and judged competitions. Because I think sometimes judged competitions for me, I'm like, all right, it's just up to the judges of like what the score is going to be. Like the actual, like I'm just watching the speed walking competition come down to the wire. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, man. And then one guy accidentally, you know, your feet can't be off the ground at the same time. Imagine getting 25 miles into a speed walking marathon and they're like, nope, you're out. Both feet off the ground.
Well, I guess there are judges then, aren't there?
I'd be hot.
Well, I guess that
those are more like
negates
referees.
Your point.
That's a little bit different.
Yeah. Referee, judge, same thing.
No, it's not.
Good thing you don't have an opinion on this.
No, it's not.
Dylan, judge accordingly.
If the money was the same, would you rather be a stewardess or a bartender? A stewardess or a bartender? All the money's the same, all right? It doesn't have any monetary value. Stewardess, kind of see it in the world. Bartender, get to go home to your own bed every night. What do you think? Stewardess or bartender? Money all being the same. Squid, we'll start with
Bartender.
Yeah?
Because people are normally in a...
He started last time.
No, the worst of humanity. You want to get the worst out of humanity, put them on an airplane or in an airport, and you get the absolute worst. At least half the people in the bar are happy drunks. And you'll get some happiness along with your couple of guys you got to have thrown out. But people are absolute trash on airplanes.
All right, Tiff, what do you think? Would you rather be a stewardess or a bartender?
I would go bartender. And also
really?
Because you would have...
Shocked at that.
I am too. But but out of the two, I would pick bartender because you probably could develop a good rapport with your regulars.
That's a great point.
Keep people
get
coming
patrons.
Back, making sure you're getting tipped well, maybe a little heavy-handed pour. You build up that camaraderie. And, yeah, you have also bouncer security to take care of any riffraff that might be trying to cause trouble.
There is an air marshal on every plane.
That's a tough one, man. They both had good answers to that one, Dylan. All right, how about this one? Which one will Tiffany miss more while she's gone? Which one of these will Tiffany miss more? Now, Tiffany, we did the Do You Know Tiff with Bo, what was that, 2 months ago. All right,
probably,
and
yeah.
I was asked what your most prized possession was, and your answer was?
Weights.
Your kettlebells,
yeah.
Right? Your weights. So will Tiffany miss more while she's at the Olympics? Her weights or her bed? Her weights or her bed while
well,
she's
I'll
in
answer
Paris.
First since I haven't gotten to
but
go first.
But it's not fair because it's about you.
Whatever.
You got to give me a chance.
Go ahead, Tiff. Go ahead, Tiff.
Well, there are weights everywhere. People work out all across the
There's
world.
Beds everywhere, so, too. I mean.
My bed's fine. I've been wanting a new one if anybody wants to, you know.
Well, now I'm mad that you answered
first. Make a mattress.
Because now
deal.
It makes it easy
so,
for him.
I'm definitely going to say, I guess I'd have to say the bed because I can lift weights anywhere.
Nope. You're absolutely wrong. And let me tell you why. Because.
Tell me what I want.
Because.
Mansplain it to me.
There is nothing like having your own weight that you know is the right amount of weight. You might have a less amount of weight depending on the workout
what?
You want to. Let me finish.
I work out at my buddy's
house gym. Yeah, but he has the weights that you're comfortable with. There's nothing worse than going to a hotel and not having the right weights to get your workout done. Not to mention, beds are always good in hotels, and you're going to get to be in it more than ever you're going to get to sleep.
Let me just say this. If you are good at working out, you can work out anywhere.
Okay.
The weight does not matter.
How about this one? I got to get through three more real quick. We got 2 minutes. All right. If you were a DC, which quarterback would you fear more? Jalen Milroe or Quinn Ewers? If you were a DC, which quarterback would you fear more? Jalen Milroe or Quinn Ewers? Texas and Alabama at the podiums today at SEC Media Days, by the way. Which one would you fear more?
Honestly, Quinn Ewers, because I think he can run just enough, and he's got a good arm. Now, Jalen Milroe does too, but he's a little bit more advance in the pocket passing part, so it makes it a little bit tougher. We've seen teams find ways to make Jalen Milroe somewhat one-dimensional.
Go ahead, Tiff.
It's a toss-up for me. It's fine. I don't know. I was going to say Quinn Ewers, but then he just said everything, so now I don't really have anywhere to go, but no disrespect.
All right, Tiff, we'll start with you on this one then. Would you rather take pregame batting practice or throw out the first pitch? If you were showing up to the Braves game,
you'd rather take batting practice? Launch them. Yes. What? Probably not. Okay, I'm lying. I'm terrible. I have been in a batting cage, but I think hitting something is fun.
Less people pay attention to you hitting, though. Let's see, Bo, what would you rather do? Batting practice, pregame? Of course, give me that rubber.
Give me the spotlight. That's exactly what he'll be doing. I'll have interest music. I'll throw it out. We'll have fireworks go off after I fire it in there for a perfect strike one.
All right, last one. If you're doing a movie marathon, because I've done these both top five lists, which one of these actors would you rather watch a movie marathon, Tom Hanks or Denzel Washington? Which actor would you rather watch a movie marathon, Tom Hanks or Denzel Washington?
You can't decide.
Tiff, you're up first.
I can't decide.
Tick, 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 tick. You always want to go first until you don't know, and then you're like, no, he can go first.
I don't know. This is hard.
Tom Hanks, Denzel. Tom Hanks, Denzel. Forrest Gump or Training Day? Forrest Gump or Training Day?
Okay, Training Day. Okay,
there you go. Bo, what do you think?
Denzel all the way, baby. Give me a little Man on Fire. Give me Remember the Titans. Give me that movie Fallen from back in the day. That's a classic.
You're not going to see Saving Private Ryan, but you will see Glory.
Yeah, but guess what? Denzel's movies normally last within 2 hours. Tom Hanks has marathon movies.
I wanted to let him win because I'm leaving, you know?
So. What do you think?
He got games in there, Day-Day. Who got game?
In pretty blowout fashion.
It's a landslide. 5-2.
Tiffany won.
Squidbilly is the winner.
That's all right.
Wow.
Absolute.
Wow.
Landslide.
I wanted to leave him with the token of my generosity.
Tiff, I want you to go to Paris. I want you to rethink all your answers.
I'm still here tomorrow.
And I want you to come back for the next Which One Wednesday more prepared.
No, I'm gonna meet a lovely Frenchman, and I'm not coming back, guys.
Okay, I'll take Roman though. Can I have Roman?
Can I have Roman? He has a dog already. I don't have a dog. I want a dog.
We'll have to talk about your activity
level. Yeah, but he doesn't love his dog.
Me? My dog is my best friend. Thank you very much. I just happen to have children in the house, too.
You do not tell people they don't love their animals.
No, that's a joke. He knows what I mean when I say that.
We come back here. We got the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. And weigh in on
at 929 Morning Shift on the Twitter.
Kicked. We'll be right back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.